ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I'm Cuckoo James, the editor for PPP Trade into Africa. And with me is John Richardson, Director Asia ISIS Training and also the ICCB Asia correspondent. Welcome, John. We've had volatility in the polyethylene markets in Europe, producers offering at lower than expected levels in US, and demand's been pretty poor in the African markets. But everyone is looking fundamentally at China, which is the major market for polyethylene. Prices in China has continued its uptrend last week because of firmer Chinese domestic prices. And there's been a feedstock rise in ethylene as well. But you've been saying all along that demand this year has been fundamentally poor. Do you think demand growth in China's chemicals and polymer markets was disappointing this year?
Well, Cuckoo, thank you very much. Just to give a bit of context, history very briefly, things really started going wrong with the market probably about April last year, when the government realised they had to withdraw credit from the market. And this was in response to the huge economic stimulus package that was introduced in late 2008, when they tripled the size of loans going into the economy. So last year was about reducing credit, tackling inflation. So you really saw flat growth in the polyethylene business in China last year as the small and medium-sized enterprises that buy most of the resin were starved of credit. Now in January, people felt things would get better as the government was dealing with inflation. Inflation was coming down, so they would increase credit or increase bank lending again and cut interest rates. But what's really surprised people this year is the extent of the export slowdown to Europe as one thing, but also what China is undergoing is huge economic structural changes. These are long-term changes now, including rising labor costs and the tightness in labor supply in the eastern and southern provinces. So it means that your plastic converters, the small and medium-sized enterprises again, are struggling to afford labor and to source labour. That's a real problem as well.
Yes.
And the domestic economy is slowing down. Demand is slowing down in the domestic economy. So minor price rises aside, look at the margin picture for Northeast Asia. Northeast Asia, according to ISIS, is the worst performing on cracker and polyethylene margins this year of the three big regions. The Northeast Asians are losing money exporting to China because the demand is so weak. And the increase in pricing recently is purely a reflection of crude. Crude goes up, naphtha goes up, but the industry is not able to pass those costs fully downstream because of the weak demand. And if you look at the actual trade data, apparent demand for polyethylene actually grew about 1.7% January, July of this year compared with the same period last year, but it's flat completely over 2010. And put this into context, between 2008 and 2010, Chinese polyethylene demand grew by 53% because of the economic stimulus. This year, it grew by 1.7% over the first 6 months. So it shows a massive correction caused, as I said, first of all, by the credit issues and now by this huge economic slowdown. China's economy is changing. And for next year, will it change? Will it get better? Well, the issues are we cannot expect much stronger growth from Europe in terms of exports. I think we all know the economic problems in Europe.
Yes.
China is undergoing a major leadership change. The new leaders will come in from October. They will still face the same problems as the old set of leaders, in that China is undergoing these big structural economic changes where it's trying to push its economy away from an investment focus towards a domestic focus. And so I think we can expect lower growth as that transformation takes place over the next few years. That's my view. I don't think we can expect, you know, growth of 9, 10, 12%, which has been the average growth over the last decade in polyethylene. I think we'll see lower growth.
Perfect. And what about, if you look at it from a shorter term perspective, what about Q4 in PPP markets in China?
There's more supply coming on stream. The Saudi polymer plant now delivered high density ISIS reported the other day, commercial volumes, a big new cracker complex in Saudi Arabia, Chevron Phillips, with a private partner. Mm-hmm. So high density's hit the market. I think there's polypropylene attached to that complex as well.
Yeah.
Low density is looking quite bad. The Capco plant came on stream a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And Saudi Kayan, that's the SABIC plant, I think it's due on stream either Q3 or Q4. So supply looks quite long in a weak market. The feeling is there may be a slight uptick in pricing in September, possibly as we move into the next peak manufacturing season for China. That could push pricing a little higher, but I think Q4 looks quite weak towards the back end of Q4. Not a great deal of optimism for the rest of this year, I'm afraid. Any price rises will probably be more feedstock cost driven.
Mm-hmm, yes.
As I said, the margin picture for the higher cost producers in Asia looks quite weak because demand is weak. That's the problem.
Thank you very much, John. Some early September offers from traders and importers are higher in China. So we do see some confirmation of what you're saying. Thank you for giving us a good overview. Hopefully we'll have you here on ISIS Pep Talk soon.
Thank you, Cuckoo. Thank you.